This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the seventh meeting of the National Board for Wildlife at Sasangir in Junagadh district of Gujarat today on the occasion of World Wildlife Conservation Day. Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav, members from different states, representatives from NGOs working in this field, chief wildlife wardens and secretaries from various states participated in the meeting. Mr. Modi also virtually laid the foundation stone for the National Referral Centre for Wildlife at Junagadh and unveiled the 16th Asiatic Lion Population Estimation 2025 and Human Wildlife Conflict Management SACON at Coimbatore. Before the meeting, the Prime Minister took a jungle safari at Gir National Park and also participated in the tree plantation at Sin Southern Campus in Gir. Mr. Modi flagged off the patrolling bikes for field staff for the conservation and management of wildlife. He also interacted with the eco guides, trackers and field staff. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the workshop on sustainability and circularity in the dairy sector in New Delhi today. The workshop will focus on policies and initiatives of the Ministry of Cooperation and the Ministry of Animal Husbandry, Dairying and Fisheries aimed at promoting sustainable dairy farming while ensuring economic growth with environmental responsibility. During the workshop, memorandums of understanding were signed for the establishment of biogas plants across multiple states. Speaking on the occasion, the minister said the dairy sector has significant contribution in rural development.
हमारा डेयरी सेक्टर एक प्रकार से देश के विकास को तो गति देता ही देता है, परंतु ग्रामीण विकास और भूमिहीन किसान और छोटे किसानों को समृद्ध बनाने में भी इसकी बहुत बड़ा योगदान है। हमारे देश के पोषण की भी चिंता करता है, देश को दुनिया में एक नंबर का दूध उत्पादक भी बनाने में इसका योगदान है।
The budget session of the Delhi Assembly will be held from the 24th to the 26th of March. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said this while briefing media in New Delhi. She also released a phone number and email ID for people to send their suggestions for the budget 2025.
ये बजट विकसित दिल्ली बजट है और इसमें प्रत्येक वर्ग के सुझाव शामिल हो और इसी दिशा में दिल्ली की जनता की प्राथमिकताओं का संज्ञान लेना और उसको लेते हुए बजट की रूपरेखा को तैयार करना इस समय हमारा ध्येय है। दिल्ली सरकार की ओर से व्हाट्सएप नंबर, ईमेल आईडी हमने जारी किया है, जिसमें लिखित में दिल्ली का कोई भी व्यक्ति अपने सुझाव दे सकता है।
The Chief Minister added that various women groups, education groups and businessmen groups have been invited at the Delhi Assembly to discuss their suggestions. The BJP-led Delhi government will begin the registration process for providing 2,500 rupees per month under the Mahila Samriddhi Yojana from the 8th of this month. During the Delhi Assembly elections, the BJP had promised to implement this scheme for the women from economically weaker sections once it comes to power. India's Krishna Jayashankar has made history at the 2025 Mountain West Indoor Track and Field Championships. She has become the first Indian woman to cross the 16-metre mark in indoor short put. Her record-breaking throw measured 16.03 metres. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky has expressed his readiness to sign the aborted mineral deal with the United States. This follows British Prime Minister Keir Starmer's announcement of a coalition of the willing to support Ukraine. However, US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has suggested the peace deal with Russia must come first. It remains unclear if the US will proceed with the agreement. Meanwhile, Britain and France are working on a ceasefire plan with the proposed one-month truce as a step towards lasting peace. Both countries have also offered to send peacekeeping troops to Ukraine. The 97th edition of the Academy Awards has concluded in Los Angeles. Director Sean Baker's romantic comedy drama Anora emerged as the ceremony's biggest winner, taking home 5 awards in Best Picture, Best Director, Best Original Screenplay, Best Editing and Best Actress. And with that, we end this news bulletin.